What Jolson sang as a boy on the streets of Washington, it is said that the nightingales hung their heads in shame.
That's a poetic thought, Georgia, but why should we knock the nightingales? Look, they didn't do anything to us, and besides, why should you introduce me? I've been on the show for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll introduce you because, why? You're my guest.
Good.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to meet a great artist, a gentleman, a scholar, whom I've known for many years.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Al. Welcome home.
Bless your heart, Martha. Are you really that glad to see me back?
Yeah, man. Hey, hey.
Hey, hey.
And hi, hi.
Oh, hi, hi.
Well, folks, I'll give you a rough idea, but you ain't heard nothing yet. Martha, just a moment. Where are you going?
I'm
going
to telephone a friend of mine in St. Louis.
Al, why should she bother the phone, Martha? Just open a window. He'll hear you. And now, Georgie, I'll try that introduction again.
Please do.
Folks, I want you to know a man whose nimble wit and extensive vocabulary have made him the most sought-after toastmaster in the United States. That star of the stage, screen, and radio, your friend and my friend...
Thank you very much, Mr.
Parker. Parker. Hello. Parky, just a moment. What are you doing carrying that big vase in your hand?
That's not a vase. That's a Greek urn.
A Greek urn?
Yeah.
What's a Greek urn?
About $15 a week in tips.
Al, remind me not to meet this fellow with you. Do you have to take this every week?
Yeah, but look, don't pay no attention to him, Georgie. Even his alphabet soup is cooked for him in broken English. He's nutty as a fruitcake.
Listen, don't worry about him because I'm your pal. I know how to handle these kind of fellas. Leave it to me.
Go right ahead, Georgia, but don't say I didn't warn you.
I beg your pardon, sir. My name is Georgie Jessel. Sometimes addressed as Mr. Jessel, but usually devotedly referred to as just plain George.
Yeah, well, my name is Parky Kaki, sometimes called Parky. But if you want me in a hurry, just call me Toots.
No, that's a fine beginning. You started something, Georgie.
Well, sir, I beg my pardon. Now, you said your name was Jessel?
I said nothing of the kind. Jessel is the name. Jessel.
Oh, Jessel. I sing your song all the time.
You do?
Yeah.
What is it? What do you mean, my song?
Jessel in love a little game.
Georgie, I see you've got the situation well in hand.
Forgive me for saying so, Parky Carcass, but I'm afraid there's something wrong with your gray matter, possibly the brain tissue.
Are you mine for to reiterate that last statement?
I don't know what you said, but I'm saying there's something wrong with your brain tissue. Tissue.
Oh, Gesundheit.
Well, I think you better sing, don't you?
Yeah, go ahead and sing, because I gotta go out and look for a new cook for my house.
A new cook?
Yeah.
What happened to that Japanese cook you hired last week?
Oh, he's quit because he don't like the dishes.
The Jap quit on account of the dishes?
Yeah, too much China.
Quick, Al.
Is on the air tonight, and it's on a heart-to-heart hookup. Love is everywhere tonight. Set a warm your parlor and hook up. Each station throughout the nation will have a song coming through. Get your set work, the major network will
go, folks. Well, I'm happy to do it. Victor.
Yes, of course. We'd be very glad to have you back again with us sometime, Mr. McCarthy.
McCarthy? What do you mean, McCarthy? My name is George Jessel.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought you were Charlie McCarthy.
Martha, whoever gave you that idea?
Well, you did, Al. You said, wait till you see the dummy that's going to be on the program tonight.
Oh. Martha, just a moment, honey. You must have misunderstood. Don't you know that besides being a great entertainer, George Jessel is the motion picture producer at Warner Brothers?
Oh, gee whiz. Maybe he can help me realize my life's ambition.
And what is that, Miss Rick?
Well, I want to play Rhett Butler in Dawn of the Wind.
Martha, just a moment. Rhett Butler is a man. A tall, handsome he-man.
Oh, boy, could I play him?
From the excellent talent that you have in your program.
I am very grateful. Thank you very much.
Very good. Just a moment. Parker Conkers. When Mr. Jessel was speaking of excellent talent on our program, he wasn't referring to you. Because the only thing you can do to a program is to spoil it.
That's a lie. I was reading in a book what Victor Young is the one who spoils the program.
You were reading in a book that Victor Young spoils the program?
Yeah, it says to the victor belongs the spoil. But then you know something else, Justin? That was a great program we had last Tuesday. That was the best program of the year.
Last Tuesday? Look, yeah. Parky. This is our first broadcast. We were silent last Tuesday.
I still say it was the best program of the year.
Listen, you nitwit. Don't you know that this studio was closed all summer?
No wonder I didn't hear Parky Carcass last week.
What is this? Your Parky Carcass.
Well, strike me punk. What do they think of next?
Look, Parky, a little favor, please. Georgie and I both need a rest.
Why don't you take a vacation?
I don't like vacations. I just had one, and boy, I did get sunburned.
You did?
Yeah.
Where'd you get sunburned?
Well, I can't tell you exactly where, but if I go to the movies, I got to sit standing up.
Listen, Parker, with your mentality, you shouldn't even go to the movies.
Oh, I like the movies. Especially on the nights when they play that game called On Nuts.
They play what game in the movies?
On Nuts, On Nuts.
Just a moment, please. What kind of a game is On Nuts?
A fella calls out a lot of numbers. Somebody hollers Trino and the rest of the people say On Nuts.
Al, if this keeps up, I'm going nuts myself, really.
Go ahead, you wait till you get back.
Here.
Wait a minute.
You seem to forget that Mr. Jessel is our guest.
That's what I guess.
Very good. Yes.
Give me one more crack at him, Al, before I faint. Now, look, Parker Carver, you didn't tell us where you went for your vacation.
Oh, I went to Cheapskate Bay.
Wait a minute. Just a moment, please. You probably mean Chesapeake Bay. That's near Washington, D.C., my hometown, and it's called Chesapeake Bay.
Oh, no, it's Cheapskate Bay. I had to pay for my own drink.
Well, he's the first stooge I ever saw with two straight men.
Listen, Al. How did you go to Cheapskate Bay? By train?
No, by PWA.
I'm not going to ask him, Al. You try it. I'm not going to get stuck with this one.
Just a moment. Parker Carter, you didn't go to Chesapeake Bay by PWA. You mean TWA, by plane.
No, PWA. Parker Carter's walked always. Well, is that a swell place? All the congressmen go there and the picnics.
Congressman,
and
got... that's going too far. You couldn't even get near a congressman.
Who don't? I only associate with the best people.
Yeah, well, just who do you associate with?
Say, you know you speak with a dialect? I only associate with congressmen, millionaires. This morning, I even called up Vanderbilt.
Which one?
Vanderbilt 64792.
84, yeah.
One flap gone. Look.
I can say one thing for you, Parker. You do have a very vivid imagination.
Yeah, well, don't tell my wife, or she'll want one, too.
Say, wait a minute, boys. After all, don't I get a laugh in here someplace?
Yeah, later on page 84. You'll get to it, man.
What do you want a laugh for? You get the money.
Listen, Parker, what Mr. Jessel meant before... That he doesn't believe you know anyone of importance.
Oh, don't. I not only know him, I look like it. One lady down there thought I looked like President Roosevelt.
You look like President Roosevelt?
Yeah, I said to a lady, I don't care for your face. And she said, that's what I like about you. You're frank. You know something else, El Jasmine?
What?
Come here.
What?
While I was being on my vacation, they had a contest for the handsomest man. And for your information, I got horrible mention.
You mean honorable mention?
No, honorable mention. You should hear what they said about me.
Oh, he's right.
Yeah. I got so mad, I went in my room. I didn't show up no more. I stayed in my room and I wrote letters to everybody. Everybody except Eddie Cantor.
You wrote everybody except Eddie Cantor?
Yeah.
That's a fine thing.
Why didn't you write to Cantor?
Nobody ever writes to him.
Nobody ever
writes to Cantor?
Just both of you?
Yeah. Nobody ever writes to Cantor?
No, listen, I want to tell you a secret.
What?
He ain't received no mail in 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
To be on this program, but before the year is over, finish that introduction of me to the audience.
Surely, Georgia, but first I must tell you how cute my little baby boy looked this morning. You don't mind, do you?
No, go right ahead. Talk about your kid. I'd hate to have it get around that I'm jealous of the kid, too.
Well, Georgia, you know, up at my place in Encino, we have a very modern, up-to-date salon de bath.
Is that so?
That means bathroom, you know.
Of course I know. Everybody's not Parker Carter, sir.
No kidding, Georgia. It's really lovely. All done in green tile with mermaids painted on the walls, a sunken tub, and right on the tub...
I know, the soap. The big fella's been talking about it, I heard.
Well, anyway, my little fella just finished his bath and looked as sweet and clean. It was just shining, but life, boy.
Oh, gosh, Al, we didn't have any of those advantages when we were kids, did we? Huh?
No, we didn't, Georgie. When we were kids, there was only one place to wash.
That's right, one place to wash, and we couldn't use that very often.
You bet we couldn't. It was always full of dishes.
That's right.
But still, we had a lot of other things that more than made up for any such inconveniences. Yes. For instance, Al, the glamour of our business, the show business, Broadway, the people, the lights, and those grand opening nights at the Winter Garden.
Yes, you said it.
And out here in Hollywood, they make much more fuss than that every time someone opens up a fruit store or a garage or something.
Al, can you ever forget the big party we had the night you opened in Robinson Crusoe Jr. at the Momart? Remember the party at the Momart upstairs?
Remember.
You mean the night your grandfather and my old Aunt Bertha came backstage?
That's right, remember, Al? Aunt Bertha had on one of those little old poke bonnets and a black silk dress.
Yeah.
She must have worn a dozen petticoats, too. Tell me, Al, why did Aunt Bertha wear all those petticoats?
Oh, Geordie, did you ever sit in one of those old-fashioned horsehair sofas?
Oh.
Al, that's supposed to be my gag. See, it says just for horsehair sofas.
Okay, you take the next one.
Okay.
And do you remember that lovely old wool shawl that Aunt Bertha wore that night?
Mm-hmm.
And on the back of it was a little sign that said cotton?
Yeah.
I often wondered why she had cotton written on a woolen shawl.
That was to fool the moth, Al, you see. I think I'd have rather had the sofa joke, didn't you?
Well, I'll never forget when we took the old folks to dinner.
Mm.
You were so worried about your grandfather's table manners, bless his heart.
Yeah.
Remember how embarrassed you were when he blew on his soup?
No, he don't do that anymore, Al.
No?
He fans it with his hat.
That makes us even for the sofa.
Yeah, it does.
But, Georgie, look. The old gentleman had fine manners. I'll never forget when he said to my Aunt Bertha, "May I have the pleasure of the next waltz?"
Wasn't that lovely? Folks don't talk like that anymore, do they?
No, they don't, George. I heard a fellow rush up to a girl the other night at the Palomar and say, "Come on, Putz. Let's start fucking. Come on, babe."
That's what was true. Hey, but now I think of it, you know, Toots, that isn't new. That's an old pet name. You used to sing a song called Toot, Toot, Tootsie, I think it was called.
Toot, Toot, Tootsie?
Sure you did.
How did that go, you remember?
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute.
Good, do you remember Toot, Toot, Tootsie?
Sure, she was a big blonde, short from the end.
Oh. Folks, that was the orchestra laughing. No, but I mean the song. Do you remember it? Well, what are you waiting for? Play it!
Tootsie, goodbye. Tootsie, don't cry. The little tootsie train that takes me away from you. No words can tell how sad it makes me. Kiss me to the end then. Do it over again.
That was me whistling. Don't fly, Judy. Don't fly. Goodbye, Judy. Goodbye.
You know, while you were singing, Al, I made an interesting observation. I don't believe there's anyone in the amusement business who has been imitated as much as you've been. Most of the imitations have been pale ones, perhaps. But everyone's copied your style. That is, everybody but me. You must admit that, Al. I've never copied you. Good, bad, or indifferent, I've always been myself.
Well, Georgie, maybe that's what the trouble has been.
Maybe.
But I'm just kidding, Georgie. You've always had your own style and personality,
yes,
really.
Yes, I was only telling my wife this morning. I said, Norma, I said, all them fellas, I said, all the same, all sing like Jolie, but not me. You ain't heard. Well, what are you waiting for, Victor? Play.
Goodbye. Don't cry. That little choo-choo train that takes me away from you. Words can't tell how bad it makes me. Give me, Tootsie, and then do it all over again. Whistle for me, Al. Come on.
Get away.
Tootsie, don't cry. Tootsie, goodbye.
Georgie, that was swell. You sounded exactly like Sean Lee.
No kidding. I remember the night that you sang that song originally, Al, because you had a swell change of pace. You sang a ballad right after that, a love song. I think it was called The Rose of No Man's Land, isn't that so?
Yes, that's right. We had a lot of swell songs in that show. You remember, Georgie, in those days, a fellow used to practically make love to a girl by singing her a tender love song like Kiss Me Again or something like that.
Yeah, now they frighten the girl with the love bug bite shift. You don't watch out. Tear the girl to pieces.
Yes, the new love songs sound awfully funny sometimes. For instance, there's a song that's popular now, goes something like this. Everything is fine, and now she's mine.
So the merry go round and oompa, 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 oompa.
You know, one of us sounded pretty good in that duet. I don't know.
Still mad about the sofa gag, huh?
Yeah.
Look, Georgie, I tell you what we'll do. We'll sing something together, a song that I know a lot of our pals would be glad to hear. A song that will never go old, especially for us at the theater.
And then maybe you'll have time to finish my introduction to the
I'll do that, too. Ladies and gentlemen, a great showman, George Cohan, wrote a great song.
Give my regards to Broadway. And my good pal, Georgia Jessel, is going to join me in singing.
Remember me to Herald Square and tell all the boys on 42nd Street that I will soon be back. We'll tell how I am yearning to mingle with that old time throng. Good night, watch to old Broadway and say that I'll be.
Tonight. Thank you, Al. It was a privilege to appear with you, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Good night, Al.
Good night, Georgie.
Good night, Georgie, and good night, folks.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.